Yes, this incident is shocking. It has left and shook the entire community, particularly when we had learned who it was. These incidents are never easy, and they are always quite tragic. But in the circumstances of which I've learned in the last number of hours, the entire community are devastated to learn of the loss of such a key figure in the lives of the people of Plumbridge, in Strabane and in Tyrone, and in the wider area than that. He was a local employer, a large local employer, very proud family man, loved his wife and kids very much, and a man that was deeply rooted and dedicated to his community and doing something to better the lives of the people that surrounded him if he found himself in the position to do so, which he did. And I can say today that as someone who knew him personally and considered him a friend, and Joe Byrne before me was the same, we are in a deep state of shock today and find these details deeply, deeply regrettable.
Obviously, the investigation is still at quite an early stage. Have we any indication as to how it happened?
No. It's very difficult to look at the detail when the tragedy is so horrific. The loss of a man in the prime of his life, who was dedicated to growing a company and taking it globally, which he has done, and expanding a workforce at a rapid rate, expanding a company at a rapid rate, to deliver local jobs for people here. The sense of loss is unbelievable, and his family will be devastated by this today. He was only a young man in his 40s, so whatever happened yesterday has left quite a lot of us very, very annoyed about the details.